Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In our ongoing quest to know the God who is, we have come to this truth: God never changes. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, God flat out says, quote, "I, the Lord, do not change." We must believe him. He said it. Will you believe it? Our task is to talk about some of the ways in which God is unchanging. Last time we began with this: God is unchangeable in his being. The being, the essence of the living God, is that he is immutable. Immutable means unable to be changed. And we had examples for why this is true using our reason and, of course, the scripture. We looked at a few verses. Let's talk for a bit about how people are the opposite to God in this respect. Hear what God's word says about us. The rarely quoted book of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 13, says apostate people. By apostate, he means those who abandon true Christian faith. Apostate people are wild waves of the sea and wandering stars. Well, those certainly describe constant change. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 20 says, "The wicked are like the tossing sea." If you have visited the ocean or been out on a boat in the middle of the sea, then you know the water is in a constant change, well, much like people are. We might think that as Christians, we are far more stable than others, and to a certain extent, that might be true. Christ certainly centers us and gives us stability. But think about the ebbs and flows of your faith. Isn't it true that sometimes your faith is so strong it is on fire? You have a fiery faith. But at other times your faith comes worryingly close to being extinguished. We come near to being like the fallen angels. Listen to me again, quote Jude, this time verse 6. "Angels who did not keep their own domain but abandoned their proper abode." Creatures, given a free will, sometimes our will is to love and obey God, and sometimes our will is to hate and disobey God. Well, I cannot speak for you, but through the years my faith certainly sometimes runs hot and sometimes runs cold. I deal with the vicissitudes of my faith. I take comfort, encouragement, and conviction from a man like King David who experienced this. Over in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 3, he declared, "My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence." But that was only after this. Then David said to himself, "Now I will perish one day by the hand of Saul." 1 Samuel 27, verse 1. David, the man after God's own heart, was up and down in his faith, and many of us are just like him. We are not consistent. We are inconsistent. We change. We are like Reuben. Remember him? He was Jacob's oldest son, and he sinned against his father. When Jacob, whose name was changed by God to Israel, was prophesying over each son at the time of his death, listen to what Israel said about Reuben. "Uncontrolled as water, you shall not have preeminence." Genesis 49, verse 4. Well, there is the image of the shifting water again. All of this change in us can lead to terrible consequences. We quickly learn in our lives that many people are not to be depended upon. Have you had this sad experience? just when you most needed someone, he or she was not there? Facing abandonment and learning how to deal with it is real for many of us. A lot of us deal with this in childhood. We did not receive acceptance, love, and sympathy from one or more of our parents. We were out of attunement with them. This is my experience with one of my own parents, and this causes a deep and abiding pain that never really goes away. Still, I was determined that people are generally nice and dependable. My other parent taught me that. But I have to say that Psalm 146, verse 3, has many times been proven true. The psalmist says, "Put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man, in whom is no help." There is no help in many people. I have had to learn that the hard way. What about you? This is why I have found reading Thomas Watson helpful. My dear Watson, as it were, puts it this way in his book, A Body of Divinity. People can be our friends one moment and not the next. They resolve to be virtuous, but quickly repent of their resolutions. Their minds are like a sick man's pulse, which alters every half hour. Others are changeable in their friendship. They quickly love and quickly hate. Sometimes they will put you in their bosom, then excommunicate you out of their favor. They change as the chameleon into several colors. The creature is constant only in his disappointments. There is no fixed stability there. Therefore, he concludes, we look for more from the creature than God has put in it. End quote. All of what he has said is so very true. I connect deeply to his assessment of human nature out of my own personal pain, feeling acutely the angst of more than one significant person in my life letting me down, way down. Well, too often I have been guilty of looking for more from people than God has put in them. My expectations have been way out of whack. What about you? Can you relate to this? In my experience of being human and knowing other humans, I would guess you can relate. Oh, and this causes me to think about the people I have let down, perhaps without even knowing I had done it. Well, for that, I am sorry. Well, someone says, what a downer this is. Swallow, you've got to cheer up. Why don't you quote us some of these positive thinking preachers and dump this Watson guy? Come on, we're discouraged enough as it is, and now you are laying on this people cannot be trusted talk? Well, especially to you, I say, there is some great news here. In contrast to people, God never changes. This is part, a big part, of the reason I love my Heavenly Father. This is why God being unchanging has been a massive comfort in my life. He never leaves me or forsakes me. He is an ever-constant companion. He has never abandoned me. In fact, God adopted me. He looked down, saw me forsaken, and sent Jesus to rescue me and make me his own dear and deeply loved son. He's my dad, and I am his boy, and that is why this doctrine really matters to me. And again, I think some of you, at least, can relate. I cherish the words of God through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10. For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Well, this has direct application to Israel in the millennium and through Jesus Christ, to all whom God has saved, even us Gentiles. Change in us denotes weakness. People are weak, and we demonstrate our weakness to each other. But there is no change in God. This denotes strength. In Almighty God, there is no weakness, in part because there is no change. The practical implications of this doctrine go very deep and wide, and we will see them again. Here is the perfect place for me to speak to you who do not have faith in the God of the Bible, and you are hurting because you have received a painful blow from some other person or persons. Have people changed in their relation to you? Do you think you finally found true friendship, companionship, and secure relationship, but you were fooled? And did that make you feel unlovable and unacceptable? And you said, never again, and have begun to isolate yourself from others. I want to encourage you at this hour to turn yourself towards the living God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to find in the Lord love and acceptance and an eternal and unbroken friendship. The Bible says that when we put our faith alone, not our supposed good works, but our faith alone in Christ alone, we receive God's Holy Spirit to live in us. He takes up residence in our souls, and every day and every night, He assures us that we belong to God now, and that in Him we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So I politely urge you to take even a small measure of faith, and that while you cannot see Christ, still you believe in Him and receive His Spirit. Then you will receive unchanging love forever. Write to me if you want to talk, and then be sure and join us again next time. And do so because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.